It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 18th of May, the 138th day of the year? Are you well? I do hope so. A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me, singing in the wilderness. Oh, wilderness were paradise enow. Beautiful words, aren't they? That's by Omar Khayyam, the Persian mathematician, astronomer, and poet. Omar Khayyam was born on this day in 1048. On this day in 1291, the Christian Crusades into the Levant were effectively over. The Crusaders were defeated by the Mamluk Sultanate at the Battle of Acre. And with that, the Crusaders lost their final stronghold of what was called the Crusaders' Kingdom of Jerusalem. There were still minor incursions and raids, but with the loss of the Battle of Acre, and a few years later a fortress in what is now northwest Syria, the European Christians no longer controlled any part of the Holy Land. Speaking of controlling, but just Europe now, on this day in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte was proclaimed Emperor of the French by the French Senate. On this day in 1912, a star was born, Bollywood. Today is the day when the first Indian film, Shri Pundalek by Dada Sahib Torn, was released in Mumbai. And the dams opened. Did you know that India produces more films watched by more people than any other country? Next in line is Nollywood, Nigeria, followed by Hollywood and then China. On this day in 1953, U.S. pilot Jackie Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier, that is, flying faster than the speed of sound. And how fast is that? Well, fast. In dry air at 20 degrees Celsius, the speed of sound is 343 meters per second, or about 1,234 kilometers per hour. And in 1969, there was another breakthrough. NASA launched the Apollo 10. It was a dress rehearsal for the first moon landing. The success of Apollo 10 enabled the first moon landing by the Apollo 11 mission 2 months later. Were you alive then? I was about 8 years old, and I remember it very clearly. We were allowed to have dinner in front of the television that night, a first and last in our house. Where are you? Write in and tell us. Today is Independence Day in Somaliland. In 1991, Northern Somalia declared independence from the rest of Somalia as the Republic of Somaliland. The Republic of Somaliland is not recognized as a country by the international community, but it is recognized as an autonomous area.
This is the Sound Kitchen. I am Jose Baptiste. I come from Guadalupe. Bienvenue.
Coming up, listener news and music by request, but first, the quiz. On the 13th of April, I asked you a question about our brand new podcast, the new and improved Spotlight on France. It's the brainchild of Sarah Elzis and Allison Hurd, and they're doing a great job with it. Have you subscribed to the podcast yet? You should. It comes out every Friday. You needed to listen to the podcast of April 12th to find the answer to this question. In that edition, Sarah Elzis reported on the state of the legalization of marijuana in France. It's not legal yet, but there's some little gray area in the law where you can buy the form of marijuana meant for medical use. I wanted you to tell me the name of the substance found in marijuana which has proven medical benefits, especially for aching joints. The answer is cannabidiol, or CBD. Cannabidiol is the naturally occurring compound found in the resinous flower of cannabis, or marijuana. THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol, is the substance in marijuana which makes you high. There's very little THC in CBD extracts. Medical marijuana, as it's usually called, is legal in many countries, although it can be hard to find because I guess governments get confused and the laws, like here, are not very clear. I have lots of aching joints and I'm anxious to try it. My sister in California uses it for her rheumatoid arthritis and she says it really helps. You just have to get past old ideas about marijuana. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member, Mr. Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S. Royce, thanks for the recent article. There are other RFI Listeners Club members on the list of lucky winners this week. Hi Mercia from Manila in the Philippines. Dear Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State, Nigeria. Samir Mukhopadhyay from West Bengal, India. And last but oh, far from least, Jobayada Akhtar Jai, who's a member of the Nil Shagor RFI Fan Club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Wow, did you see the fine bit of investigative reporting on our website this week by RFI English journalist Jan Vandermatte? You've got to read it, and watch Jan's video, too. Jan looked into the Shen Yun Theater Group and the organization behind it, the Falun Dafa meditation movement called the Falun Gong. Hint, they make lots of money and are virulently opposed to the Chinese government. Who returns the favor? The movement has been outlawed in China since 1999. The leader of the group lives in the U.S. now. I want you to tell me his name and where in the U.S. the group has its headquarters. Again, tell me the name of the man who founded the Falun Dafa meditation movement and the name of the city in the U.S. where the movement has its headquarters. The title of the article, published this past Monday, is Fighting Communism and Making a Stack on the Side, written by Jan Vandermatte. I put a link to it on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page, even though I know you've already read it, right? You have until the 17th of June to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 22nd of June to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
I am Nazimuddin. Hello from RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club, Murshidabad, India. This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby is cooking.
You know about the Sound Kitchen essay contests, right? If not, rendezvous on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, and you'll find all the information you need about the topics. Mrs. Anjana Parvin, who's the secretary of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, wrote that her mother is her ordinary hero. Anjana's mother raised her and her sisters alone and saw to it that each one received a good education. Anjana Parvin wrote, "My mother gave me all kinds of help to make my dreams come true." Napoleon Bonaparte said, "Give me an educated mother, and I'll give you an educated nation." My mother ensured that I am educated and, therefore, a good citizen. My mother said, "I will win the day you lose me." My mother is my ordinary hero. That's lovely, Anjana. I understand your mother. I'm raising my daughter like your mother raised you, ensuring she has a good education so that she can think critically and therefore be a good citizen by applying her intelligence to what's happening in her country and in the world. Like your mother, I believe we must educate our children and especially our daughters to be independent. When they spread their wings and fly away, we have one. Even though it kind of hurts when they leave us. But it is our job. Thank you, Anjana Parvin, for sharing. Please greet your mother for me. Wonderful woman. There are some photos on the RFI English Clubs and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages for you to look at. Happy birthday to Pakistani DXer Abid Hussein Sajid. He's the president of the RFI Web Visitors Club in Malsi. His wife, daughter, and son gave him a surprise birthday party for his 51st birthday. Take a look. Devoted teacher Shivindu Paul, the coordinator of the RFI Mitali Students Club, sent in some photos of his students drawing with their colored RFI pencils, which Didi Audrey, that's Audrey Iatone from our Listeners Relation Department, sent as a gift to the kids. They look happy and their drawings are very sweet. Thanks, Shivindu, for the photos. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rom, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As you know, my favorite music has come to an end, but I promise to play the pieces that didn't make it on the air the first time around. This week, it's from the batch of requests for favorite songs sung by female singers. It's a request from longtime RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. It's called J'ai rencontré l'homme de ma vie, I met the man of my life, from the French-Canadian singer Diane Dufresne. Jean-Maurice wrote, "She's still going strong at 74 years old, and I like her because she's bold and unconventional." J'ai rencontré l'homme de ma vie came out in 1972 and is still played and well known. Merci, Jean-Maurice Devaux. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Prends-tu de l'eau dans ton whisky?
Non.